Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. I think some people expect clairvoyance to be really literal or dramatic, specific something all the time. It's not always some elaborate vision. It's not always something that pops into your head and it's big and it's loud and it gets your attention. In fact, it's almost never those things. Clairvoyance is a whisper. It's a fleeting thought. It's the source of your deja vu. You know, I tell people all the time, when you have deja vu, all it really means is pay attention. I guess I should be more specific. Yes, it does mean pay attention. Maybe you're going to see something or experience something that's significant. But more than that, it's that if you follow the thread backwards, it's one of those things you knew would happen, right? I realized that I needed to make a big deal out of how clairvoyance is a fleeting thought when I got a text message from someone earlier this week. She told me something that had happened and said, "I realized I thought about this yesterday. Just for a second, it just crossed my mind." And she asked me specifically, "Is that clairvoyance?" Yes, oh my God, yes, yes, that is clairvoyance, right? So what do we do with that? How do we harness it? How do we nurture it and grow it and fertilize it and all the things? Well, it starts by recognizing that it's happened, right? We have to start by filtering our thoughts. It goes back to something you've heard me talking about before, being able to tell the difference between our human nonsense and our intuition. That comes with recognizing the location of energy of the voice within us. Our human thoughts travel through our brain like a line of information goes across the bottom of the news. If you practice, you can see it within you going through like a tube in your head, and that can help you recognize, almost isolate your human train of consciousness, that it is much like the radio. You tune in the channel to the right station, but when it comes to our thinking, it is just the loudest idea. It is that thing that everybody else is thinking or believing, how anybody else would react, how anyone else with your experience or circumstances, whatever, blah, 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 right? It lives in your brain, and you can learn to identify it there consistently, all day, every day, through practice and consistency. I trained myself to be very aware that my human thoughts travel through my brain. My intuition is somewhere else, as if the core of me. And when spirit talks to me, it's even somewhere else, just outside, right? That little faint, fleeting whisper of clairvoyance is somewhere different than all of the above, okay? I want to try to get you to understand that it's not as loud as when you get spiritual information. It's not as gut-wrenching as when your intuition is telling you to be careful or to be excited or whatever it is, right? We must be clear that our intuition isn't always protecting us from something bad. Sometimes it's delivering us to something good. In fact, more often than not, that is the case. These little whispers of clairvoyance that people get, it's as if they're right in between the brain and the ear somewhere. This whisper outside of us, it's just fleeting. It doesn't participate in the normal human train of thought and what do I have to do today and what if this happens and what if this person does this and blah, 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 blah in the news and this, that, and the other. It's not caught in there. It's just this little wisp that comes by. Like when you catch a fragrance on the air, you pay attention to it. It's much easier to recognize after the fact, "Oh, I knew that was going to happen." right? And I have to admit, it's probably easier to grasp when you do what I do all day. When I intentionally think, what is it that I'm getting that's specific to this individual? What can I share with this person that they need to hear? Well, then my only real problem is trying to reason it away, right? Because our human perception of people is, I have learned, rarely aligned with what is actually going on within them. You know, sometimes I get information and I think, there's no way this is true about that person. And then, of course, it's a dead on, or it's even worse than I thought, or better. We have to listen for that tiny whisper, even if it's just, you're going to see a butterfly. Because when we do, we can write it off as nothing. But first of all, we knew we would. And second of all, the universe thought it was important to let us know. Even if it's just to remind us that all of the layers of existence actually exist at once. And when we are lucky, we can feel through them and see through them. It's about being in the flow of life, allowing life to flow like a river and carry us to the places we want to go. Or better yet, to the places that are our highest good. Anxiety is being out of the flow of life. It is that separation from that all-knowing movement, from all the whispers, or even if you can't hear them, right? You don't have to hear them. What you have to do is flow. If something comes up in your path, if it is in the way, if you let life carry you, you will flow around it. You'll get pinned up against it. You'll flow around it. If something falls out of order, there's a reason. If you are rejected, it is a gift. We must understand. Just a little while ago, minutes ago, I was talking to my client who owns a roofing company. They do all kinds of things, though, and this one is good, right? I was talking to him about looking for the synchronicities, even in the chaos. Even when things fall apart, somebody doesn't show up or the materials aren't there, we have to do things in a different order, whatever it is, that the synchronicity is actually saving you time. It's actually that thing that lets somebody else swoop in and you make a new connection that's valuable, right? It changes the orders of events where you end up finding something else that needed to be cared for. How many times have things shifted and then you've been grateful that they did? And the times that they shifted and you weren't grateful? I bet if you're honest with yourself, you'll have to admit that it's because you stepped out of the flow of life. You didn't listen to that fleeting thought, the little whisper that said, keep going. The little whisper that said, that guy's going to cancel on you and not show up. The little whisper that lets you know that the school picnic would get canceled, whatever it is. We're given little bits of information all the time. We just don't always pay attention. Stepping out of the flow of life is about more than that, though. It's about, we see things go wrong, right? There's something in the river, there's a stick, and it freaks us out. And so instead of going with the flow, instead of navigating our way through the easiest passage, we just get out and we go stand on the shore. We watch it go by as if we're helpless to participate. That, beloved, is anxiety. Do you understand? We always have a choice. We have a choice to stand on the bank, to run away, or to flow. To say, you know what? I'm going to keep going. Standing on the bank is never the answer. The flow might take you away from something, right? It doesn't always mean that you persist and you pursue something or someone. Young woman I talked to today. Pursuing some man because she wanted him? No, that's actually standing on the bank. That's releasing the flow, releasing the information she was given, that he does not deserve to be with her, that he does not want what she wants, that he is not looking for the type of relationship that she wants. Instead, she's standing on the bank hoping that he'll hop out of the river too. No, beloved. And when I asked her, I said, what does the whisper inside of you say? How many moments have you heard inside of yourself, he's not going to want what I want? She had to admit it was true. She knew early, first date or two. She should have asked him then. Beloved, why are we so afraid to ask questions? The answer is always a gift. Sure, he probably would have said, I'm a musician. I don't want to be tied down. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. I enjoy the groupies and the things. He could have said that to her. And would it maybe have been like, ouch, maybe. But you know what? It would have been a gift. And standing on the shore waiting for that to happen, that produces anxiety. Instead of listening to that little voice that says, jump back in that river. Let's see what's next. Remembering that when it goes wrong, it's a gift. It's one step closer, not one step further. Don't ignore the little fleeting ideas. Because a lot of times they're giving you permission to change, to alter the pattern of events. Listen. Listen when they're telling you the good things too. Listen when they're telling you the things that seem unimportant, like, why would the universe share this with me? The more open you are, the more you recognize, I knew it, the better you'll get at it. And it will keep you off the bank of the river. Because that little voice, right, that is separate. It is separate from all of the human nonsense, right? That's playing out all of the what ifs and presenting all of the fears and all of the negative things, right? That's saying, I need closure. I need information. I need respect. I need this. I need that. No, you don't. What you need is to continue along the path towards your highest good, to go with this flow and let the universe change your direction when it is meant to be. And when we do, that change happens effortlessly, even if it looks difficult from the outside to the people watching from the bank of the river. We are all learning and growing and changing. We have a lot of opportunities and a lot of support from the universe. And it's funny because as I speak, it's like I can hear the voice of somebody listening saying, yeah, not me. That doesn't make sense. I don't get it. I challenge you. Pause the next time you think, I knew it. Listen, the next time you have that thought, I'm not going to end up doing that. I'm not going to end up going there. Try to notice. Listen. Recognize. A fleeting thought has a lot of value, and trust has a lot of value. Let's flow. Let's take every little help we can get. Let's notice everything lovely. Notice the beautiful leaves or flowers floating on the surface of the river. Notice the bug struggling for life and scoop him out. Give him a chance to fly. But beloved, don't quit flowing. Change is good, even if you were wishing it never happened. Our intuition, our clairvoyance is here to support us. It is here to make sure that we keep moving in the right direction. Now, I do see intuition and clairvoyance as different. Clairvoyance is more of a glimpse into the future. It's like a little opening in the timeline somehow. But it's not always a vision, beloved. Sometimes it's just a whisper. That's never going to happen. You're going to be friends with her. I bet your car's going to break down today. Don't ignore that stuff, right? Maybe you can keep it from happening. Maybe I need gas. Maybe I need to put air in my tire, right? I mean, what's the worst case scenario? You do something that would have been good to do anyway, right? When you listen to it and it's about who you should pull close or who you should keep at a distance, it's a gift. And when it's just something simple, like, I'm about to see a bunny rabbit, and then you do, well, that's like a big hug from the universe. That is a miracle. I love all that. How cool is it when you happen to look out the window just at the right moment to see a bird land in the bush? That's no coincidence, beloved. And if it is, then I like coincidence. The universe is quite a miraculous place. All we have to do is stay in the flow and pay attention. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, my name is Connie, and I wanted to tell you a little bit of my experience and my relationship with Jennifer. When I first met Jennifer, it was a very emotional and intense meeting. That day when I had walked in the door, I could feel this charge of emotion and care and kindness. It was nothing short of amazing. Also that day, I received something that I never thought I would ever, ever get. It changed my life, literally. Or that day when I left, I was a changed person. I had a new outlook on life. I was happier. I felt lighter. It was something I will always be grateful for. Since then, our relationship has changed. It's become one of the most incredible. I'm fighting for the words because I don't know if I can find the words that are big enough to express how much it means to me. You know, excuse me, I'm getting a little verklempt. The things that I've learned about myself, about the world around me, about my spirituality has been priceless, and the level of gratitude I have in regards to that is just immeasurable. I don't know how I would go on if this relationship wasn't in my life, but I know that I've learned so much that I would be able to go on. So I'm grateful for that too. I became a patron of the podcast because it gave me the opportunity to support and nurture something that nurtures my spirituality and me growing as a person and becoming my best self. I'll always be grateful for it. It'll continue to go with me throughout the course of the rest of my life. There's so much love that is put into this, and supporting its growth will benefit this world. Namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.